is a joke.
I can't lose to this team, Hugh.
What is this?
It's a song about Pete Alonso.
Who did that?
Some Mets fan. I can't. We can't lose this team. Just, well, it's a non-starter, Hugh Douglas.
That's sad because that's not creative at all.
No, it's bad. And it fits with the Mets, though. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. All right, we'll get back to your calls here in a second. Confident, nervous. What do you feel right now? Like, what's the feeling? What's that deep down gut feeling as you wake up today knowing it is the Mets coming in here this weekend for the National League Division Series? I am confident. I respect the Mets. I think you have to give them credit for what they've accomplished, but they're not winning the series. The Phillies are going to win the series. They're going to beat the Mets. They have the best pitcher in baseball right now. They're certainly the best in the NL still going with Zach Wheeler. Home field advantage. They have just as good, if not a better lineup than the Mets. They have clearly a better bullpen. They're going to win the series and move on to the NLCS. I am confident. Hugh is excitedly confident.
Excited.
Yeah, and Kyle over there. How are we feeling an hour and a half into the show? Where are the nerves?
Awful. Okay. Like, and all this bravado from the callers. Like, you know what this reminds me of?
Don't say it. Don't say Super Bowl against Chiefs.
That's exactly what it. Yeah, we're gonna beat the Chiefs by like 20 points.
But hold on,
yeah, that was a
well,
lot.
That bothered me, and
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought people were out of line. I mean, I just against Andy Reid and Mahomes, it was ridiculous. But this isn't Reid and Mahomes; well, it's a stinking Mets.
My point is, our confidence or nerves don't matter.
So well, yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Because all this stuff about, like, is it making you feel better? No, I'm not gonna feel better until I watch them play and I see them win.
All right, can I help you? Maybe I can help you with
help
this.
Him out. No. Help him out.
Well, we can't lose because I cannot have this Mets team move on. Let's go through the reasons why the Mets absolutely cannot win this year.
Okay?
This dump song. Get this out of here, okay? So that. There's also, did you see this, Hugh? They have a playoff pumpkin. Do you know about this?
No, not the playoff pumpkin.
Yeah, the Mets are bringing with them a playoff pumpkin.
Is that the same as like the rally monkey way back in the day?
I guess it's their thing. I guess this thing's going to be in the clubhouse tomorrow. This pumpkin. I'm watching the post game stuff last night. They're holding a pumpkin. I can't do it.
How big? I mean, come on.
I mean, what is it? I need to see this picture.
I'll show you. It's a playoff pumpkin. I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it, a picture of the playoff.
Here, it's you got Alonzo holding it here in his hand.
Oh, it's not okay. So it's not carved. It's just a pumpkin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they have time
so it's not
to carve
a jack-o'-lantern. Here.
Yeah, I don't have time
it's
to not... carve the pumpkin. They're playing games every day.
No, I'm saying so. It's not special. It's just a pumpkin.
Yeah, but it's their thing. I mean, I can't let a team with a playoff pumpkin come in here and win. So we have the fact that look, the Mets are supposed to be sad. Their
how do they know it's the same pumpkin though? See, that's my thing because it does nothing. Nothing distinguishes it from any other pumpkin. So you could snatch the pumpkin and give them another pumpkin. And it won't be the same.
You're saying somebody should replace the playoff.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Throw them off their mojo?
Yeah.
A covert operation here to playoff pumpkin
wait
out
a minute,
of
here. Let's not get in trouble.
No. I like where this is going.
Let's not get in trouble. But I would think that since it's not a significant kind of pumpkin, just go in there and somebody smash that pumpkin or throw it away or hide it.
This would be a great idea. Listen, again, we don't encourage anything that is unlawful, but if you see the Mets pumpkin sitting there, smash that
sledgehammer.
Thing.
Yep.
Smash it. All right, so we
knowing my luck, somebody's going to smash the pumpkin. They're going to be like, Hugh Douglas, smash the pumpkin.
Wait a second. What are they going to do? Press charges of pumpkin?
I'm just saying,
it's
man.
It's a squash.
I mean, I'm just saying. I got two strikes already. I don't need that third one.
getting a third one today. I'm glad I had to hit the dump button like 20 times.
How incredible would the reaction at Citizens Bank Park be if someone swiped the pumpkin, handed it to Hugh, and you smashed it on the concourse at Citizens Bank Park?
I can't do that. I got two strikes. I can't do it. I can't do it.
All right, so why else can't the Mets win this series? We can't let them be happy. The dumb pumpkin thing, these songs
that
here.
That is kind of dumb.
It is.
I was expecting something different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was painted with a Mets logo or something. It's just a pumpkin.
It's just a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's
just an ordinary pumpkin.
All right, what else you got?
Yeah, I'll give you another reason.
What do you got?
Because I keep looking over at that bridge.
We're going to lose Kyle.
And you guys need a producer Monday.
No, we ain't going to need a producer. You better get your ass out that water and bring your butt to work Monday.
I mean, who's going to do this?
He hits ribbies and lots of homers. A lot of long
I hate this song.
Balls.
I don't even know who he is, and he's annoying.
You know what the sad part is? This is going to be stuck in my head.
I need them out of the postseason. Plus, their players are very unlikable. I mean, you have Alonso. We already know what he is.
Big ol' weenie.
That's what he is. That's what he is. And then
that's a tough drop for you, man.
It is. That's okay. Big ol' weenie. Is Nimmo the most unlikable player on that team?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I can't stand
him. He sprints to first base when he walks. Like, just get out of here with that. I mean, like, he's a good player, but just get out of here with that. And their fans. I mean, their fans are among the most unlikable sports fans anywhere.
Nimmo's that guy that, like, if you're in, like, high school gym class, who is, like, sweating his face off and going, like,
Try hard.
Yes.
And you were just like, get this dude out of here.
They call them sweaties in when you're playing video games, sweaties.
Yeah, we can't have sweaties coming in here and winning this series. 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, where are you on the series as we get ready for the Mets and the Phillies starting tomorrow, 4:00, Citizens Bank Park. And you got to take the pledge with us. The pledge to not let Mets fans take over CBP. If you're selling tickets, sell them to a Phillies fan. And if you're going to be there, I'll be there for game one. If you're going to be there tomorrow or Sunday, you have to mute the Mets. If there are fans there, and there will be some, we cannot let them be louder than us. If they get loud, we get louder. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Gentlemen, what is happening, dude?
What's up, man?
My nerves. Oh, Hugh, what's the word, my friend? Joe, Kyle, get off the nerve train, dude.
Get I don't feel
it.
Nervous, Josh. I'm good. What do you mean nerve train?
I know. So listen, guys, can I have a little runway? Because I talk to you guys, you know, throughout the season about, you know, watching games with my daughter and all that stuff, right? And I like share with her, you know, the first time that I really remember a championship, 93, right? And it sucks because we came up short. I was at a World Series game. I quit my job at the Ponderosa in 1993. I was in high school. And I got a call at the restaurant from my stepfather, and, you know, he's like, hey, look, I got tickets from work for the game tonight. Can you get out of work and we'll go? And I'm like, absolutely. I go to my boss and I say, hey, can I leave? I just gotten there, just gotten out of school. Like, can I leave? I got World Series tickets for tonight. And he was like, no. So I took my apron off and threw it in his chest and walked out.
Oh, I love that. Josh, the Ponderosa is old school. I mean, you know, that is an old school.
Yeah, man. I was a sophomore in high school, stocking the buffet, man. Stocking
buffet,
the salad bar.
Ponderosa buffet. You saw
Oh, yeah. So we have that, right? And then we you know, the time goes by, and we're into 08. And 08 was great, right? I mean, holy moly. We watched that team evolve. And we rejoiced finally, right?
Yep.
And then I'm sharing with Olivia, my daughter, you know, how cool it is to follow a team. And we've been able to follow this team for a couple years, right? So I'm thinking to myself last night, man, like, we've been really fortunate over these past, let's just call it 20 years, of just being close, you know, winning a few. The Eagles get the one, the Phillies get the one. But, you know, overall, we should be really fortunate. One, the national audience is actually kind of embraced the Philadelphia fan, and it's all due to the Phillies. You know, we're a blessed organization, and I think we all should just kind of relax and enjoy the fact, one, that we get to play the Mets to start this off, right? Two, we know them. We saw them gas last night. I'm watching Diaz in the, you know, they bring him in the seventh inning. And I'm like, wow, this just goes to show you how cooked they are. However, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to get too out of line with that. But the point is we should all just take a second, breathe in, and really, really just enjoy the fact, one, that Bryce Harper says, the bank is turning red tomorrow. One, that got me jacked up. Two, I'm going to get to enjoy this with my daughter, who's now able to be a fan. Three, we have the showman ready to go. Dude, we have everything we need. Zach Wheeler, Schwarber, Stott, Bohm. Hey, you know what? Rumhoff might be wanting to sacrifice the chicken. We're going to have to get them some KFC before the game. It's not bad. Phillies, win this series. I'm excited. Get excited. You bring a hoodie in a backpack. Don't worry about what you look like. If you want to tie it around your waist, do it.
Tell him, Josh.
We're going, baby. It's time. It is now.
Let's go, Josh. We appreciate it.
Josh was a little disrespectful today. That was a little.
I think he was honoring Pedro Serrano from Major League with the sacrificing
of the chicken. Yeah, that's a little much. That's a little much.
Listen, if a chicken's got to go for the Phillies to win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think.
Say goodbye to the chicken. I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't think nobody in the locker room sacrificed the chickens, though, man.
If that's what it takes to beat the Mets, you sacrifice chicken. They did it in Major League, did they not? I mean, is there any cost like that we're not going to do?
No, I'm just saying this is what we fossed on a Friday. This is the type of
big old
shenanigans.
It was a major league reference. Give Josh a break. You're just upset because he said you can't tie the sweatshirt around your waist. Dude,
no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I'm not going to do that.
But I see a grown ass man with a sweatsuit tied around his waist or around his neck, like Biff. Remember back in the day. The dude with the V-necks and the little-ass shorts. He's tied a sweater around his neck.
You know who ties sweatshirts around their necks?
Who?
Mets fans.
Yeah, yes. I can see that.
Yeah, we'll see some of those tomorrow. 215-592-9494.
It's ready.
I can't.
He's just going to run it to death, huh?
Lots of homers.
We're not losing to this team. We're not losing to this team.
That song is terrible.
It kind of reminds me of the Padres guys a few years ago.
What's that? This what it is? Or the
That's
family?
What's
oh,
in.
I gotta find it.
Those clowns.
I'll tell you, so they embarrassed their children. They probably still embarrassed behind that. Is that your dad? No, though that's not my father. That is not my dad.
I never met that guy before.
I don't know who. He's just somebody that knows my mom.
Billy going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in.
It's so bad.
No.
Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in.
The bad part about it is that you had your friends think that that was a good idea. Yeah, dog, let's do that. Nah. No, that wasn't a good idea.
He hits ribbies and lots of
I'm going to just say this. Sometimes you need to lead the things that require talent to the people that actually have talent.
Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah, leave it to the people that have talent.
Yeah, because that guy, there's not talent there. Ken in Hamilton's up. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Ken, we're good, buddy. What are you feeling?
My first time caller, avid listener of you two. You're great together. You make my day. You make me laugh. I just read, you probably heard already, the Padres are blocking the Dodger fans from getting tickets to go down to San Diego to watch the Dodgers play.
Ken, I did hear that. Yeah.
So the zip code or something.
Why can't we do that? You know?
So I think if I read it right, Ken, I think they're doing it almost kind of the tickets you buy from the team. I think the issue we're going to have is the secondary market, right? Because anyone could go on there, and that's not, you know, the Phillies don't run, you know, StubHub or Ticketmaster. They're just partners with them. But, Ken, it's interesting because both these series here have, you know, close proximity to each other, right? So fans can invade the other stadium both out west and here. We're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah. And I'm very confident. I'm pumped up. I'm jacked. We're going to send those stinking Mets fans back to New York with tears running down their face.
That's right.
Tail between their legs. Yes. And you.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big fan of you when you played. You played the right way. You got after it. One of my favorite Eagles of all time.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Ken, we appreciate it. Good phone call, Ken.
Does Ken know that you're plant-based now?
Don't ruin it for him. He's a fan. Yeah. I mean, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Tell him who he is now.
Richie Allen did.
poor Marty.
Yeah, I feel bad for Marty.
Oh, stop. Again, we have there's zero empathy for Mets fans on this show.
No, he's a fraud.
I think he initially was a Phillies fan.
Call him a fraud, Hill.
He's a fraud.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
I don't feel like going back and forth with you guys today. I don't feel like, you know, I'm having a good day.
Hugh's tapping out.
I'm having a good day.
Well, if you don't feel like doing that, then tomorrow, if you get warm, just don't worry about the sweatshirt thing.
Whatever you wear down there, you got to go ahead and ride it out if you just hot.
You know, no one will pay attention to what you're doing. You ever notice that?
Sometimes they do.
Well, I don't think they really will care if you're wearing your sweatshirt or a t-shirt.
Did somebody get a tweet? Hugh Douglas has a sweatshirt wrapped around his waist.
He's not a man anymore.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying, it's like, as a guy, you don't want to have to carry a whole lot of stuff. You just want to, you know, carry like minimal stuff.
Well, then don't wear the sweatshirt.
I mean, but what if it's get cooler?
Carry the sweatshirt.
You gotta, no, you can't carry it. You got to just roll. You got to roll with it. Like, guys out there understand what I mean.
I don't know if they do.
No, they
no.
do.
No.
Like, you don't carry extra
insecure
clothes.
Insecure guys know what you're talking. What you mean?
No, you just don't carry extra clothes. You just don't.
Why?
That's like what. That's what women do.
You weren't a scout when you were a kid. A scout is always prepared.
Cub Scout, Boy Scout.
Yeah,
nah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tie a double Windsor knot. What is it?
He was a man scout.
He graduated to Man Scout.
That don't even sound right. I would have rolled him until he told me all.
Let's go back to the phones. Right. Joe and King of Prussia is taking the pledge. What's up, Joe?
Yo, how we doing, fellas?
What's going on?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Hey, first of all, I just want to give a shout out to my two favorite Mets fans, James Anderson and Jack Whitmore. You guys are cooked. I don't know if you guys are listening, but appreciate you guys. Just wanted to call.
I don't give a
pledge
shit.
And.
But they are cooked, Joe. Yeah, they're totally cooked.
They're cooked. I love the idea of the pledge, but on top of that, I always loved just when I was in the same room as my little sister, pretending she wasn't even there. And, oh, my God, that would make her angry. So I think on top of the pledge, we got to just drown them out. Play the quiet game with them, man. They don't exist to us for this weekend.
Well, and the Phillies can help us with that. Get a lead in the game. Don't let them get back in the game. If they're down the whole time, we won't hear a peep out of them. They'll put their tail back between their legs and head up to New York.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, I got one more thing. I was scrolling through Twitter today, saw an unfortunate picture for the Mets. Diddy's a Mets fan, so if we got God on our side, we're going to win this thing.
Joe, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
I didn't get four games.
Four games. All right, Phil's in four, the official prediction from Joe there. Phil's in four. We haven't given our official prediction in terms of the series. We could do that by the end of the show. But, Hugh, are you thinking this is going to be a longer series or a shorter series?
Short series.
Short series?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be too overconfident because that kind of sounds like it would be, but I was thinking three. But I would say four. I'll go four. Four sounds like the house number.
Oh.
What? What's wrong with four?
Kyle's nervous. That's what's wrong with four.
Oh, I forgot. Kyle.
He's got his head in his hands back there.
Whatever you do, whatever happens, just be at work Monday. That's all we care about.
I'm not sure we'll have Kyle Monday if things go bad.
I mean, I don't think it's going to go bad. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so either. But let's have this conversation.
They got to suck it up, though.
Well, wait, but what is bad this weekend? I mean, obviously bad would be 0-2. Is 1-1 good? I want to get the first two. I don't want to give them any life.
It all depends on which one you lose. Like, if you lose the first one, I think people are going to panic. I don't think that's going to be. Let me be clear.
Well, of course they
are. That's going to be the case. But I also think that if you lose the first one, that changes things. Then you got to go with Nola, second day.
So yesterday, Ruben Amaro brought that up with us. I thought it was a really interesting perspective. No one's brought this up yet except Ruben with us yesterday. The idea that maybe they would change the pitching order depending on game one. And I understood his reasoning on that. The only thing for me is they do have routines. You know, like Nola, Sanchez, all the starters, you know, they probably have a routine, kind of what they do physically to get ready 1, 2, 3 days before a start.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how you slice the cake, you're interrupting that routine because someone would have to wait an extra 2 days to pitch. There's no game Monday, right? We have an off day Monday. Game three is Tuesday. We shall see. How about we just win the game tomorrow, right? Can we just win game one and not have to worry about this? And then I'm guessing we'll see Sanchez in game number two, Nola in game three. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Or should I say almost good afternoon, gentlemen?
Good morning.
Almost afternoon,
Bruce.
Man, you know, hey, look, this optimism thing has kind of got me a little twisted, man. I mean, I'm surprised that Kyle is on the plant based mode, and you all are operating as carnivores.
That's right.
Kyle's young. He doesn't get it.
Well, no, I think he's just got fear. He's got a lot of fear right now.
He's got
fear. Hey, look, I wanted the Brewers, and I'm gonna tell you the way they lost that series, it just made me even more mad. About the Mets coming in here, I just feel as though we're gonna. I'm confident that we can take all three games. I seriously believe that with the pitching lineup that we have, and as long as the bats come out and they're gonna be ready, and I tell you, I'm sure that you know the last time the Phillies they didn't do so well And I hope Harper's taking notes because, you know, he struck out 9 times in that series. And some of our power hitters did not do so well against the Mets. So I hope that they're taking all of that in. They may be taking a look at getting their bat discipline on point. And I think that they're going to – I mean, we're going to be okay. Now, I don't know what this number four pitcher – I mean, do you think that it could be a possibility that maybe they just put Nolan at number one and then start Wheeler at in the second game?
No, I know. It's going to be Wheeler tomorrow. Wheeler's going to pitch tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, it's going to definitely be Wheeler. Either way it goes, you know what? We're going to be okay. So bring them on. We're going to stump a mud hole in their ass, and then it's going to be on to the next series, period.
There we go. There we go, Bruce. There we go. Bruce with Bruce, the phone call. Yeah, tomorrow's Wheeler. Wheeler's starting game one. The benefit, too, of having Wheeler pitch the first game, besides the fact that he's the best pitcher, is he can come back later in the series to pitch again. He'll pitch game five if there is one. Or, Hugh, if for some reason we're in dire straits, I think Zach Wheeler could come back on 3 days rest for game four. Like that, he could pitch twice in the series.
Yeah,
if
they seem like they're pretty locked in. I can definitely see that happen, but I don't think that's going to be the case, Joe. We're going to get this one. We got this.
Tomorrow.
We got this tomorrow.
So we got Sunday, too.
Yes.
2-0.
I feel like that's the case, yes.
Oh, boy. The feeling in this town would just go from mostly confident, a little nervous, to full-on... We got this thing. We kind of squash them out if we get the first two games at home this weekend. 215-592-9494. Here's what we got coming up. Rest of the show today. We will have Scott Fransky. Fransky Friday coming up in a few minutes. I'm sure Scott is fired up for a Red October and the atmosphere at the park tomorrow at 12:30. We'll go eavesdropping. What are they talking about up in New York? We'll kind of eavesdrop on WFAN up there. Are they confident? Are they nervous? What are they feeling as their team gets ready to come in here? Your phone calls throughout the show here. Are you confident or nervous? I haven't checked the Twitter poll today at all. I wonder what people are feeling. What's your guess, Hugh, on the Twitter poll today? Do you think people are feeling confident or are those Kyle Quinn nerves out there?
I'm going to say I have a feeling this poll is a lot closer than I think it is. So I'm going to go – you say – I'm going to go 60-40.
You're close. So far, first couple hours of the show, which are you feeling more going into the NLDS? It is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. 57%. First couple hours of the show on confident. They are confident, like myself, like you, Hugh, confident that we're going to win this series. 43%. It's actually a pretty big number. You know, more than 40% of people are Kyle Quinn nervous, Jack Fritz nervous. A little nervousness going on around here as we head into the NLDS with those guys. So 57-43 is the breakdown. We got a lot to do. We'll put together a same game parlay. X Factors coming up as well later on in the show. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop aboard. Scott Fransky next, and we'll get back to all your phone calls. Plus, we need you to take the pledge with us, the pledge to mute the Mets. If you're going to the game tomorrow or you're going to the game on Sunday, we need you to be loud, more than regular loud for Phillies playoff games, because we have to drown out whatever number of Mets fans we have in there. Mute them, be louder than Mets fans. Take the pledge to mute the Mets.